Now, the UW system was planning to survey students this spring at its campuses about how they feel about their freedom of speech and expression. Last week, that survey was postponed until the fall after some questions were raised about how it was going to be put into effect, and UW-Whitewater Interim Chancellor Jim Henderson resigned in part as a result. The topic of free speech on college campuses is hotly contested around the country, and organizers of the UW survey say it's important to collect data on the issue to inform policy decisions. You can join in at 800-642-1234. Do you want to see the UW system survey its students about freedom of speech and freedom of expression? Have you checked out the survey questions that are out there? What do you think? If you work on a campus, if you're a student on a campus, are these hot topics for you right now? Call 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. You can also email ideas@WPR.org. Timothy Shields, a professor of philosophy at the University of Wisconsin-Stout. He's director of the Menard Center for the Study of Institutions and Innovation, the organization planning to lead the free speech survey in conjunction with other academic groups in the state. Tim, welcome back to Central Time.
Good afternoon, Rob. Thanks for having me on the show.
Can you talk about the origins for this survey, first of all?
I can, but to do that, I have to take you back about 30 years.
Sure.
That's how long I've been a free speech scholar doing free speech research. So this wasn't something that just popped out of thin air on a whim. I've done a First Amendment survey of Wisconsin citizens some years ago, too. So, again, just didn't pop out of thin air. The reason it happened right now is I've been thinking about doing something like this for a couple of years, and I didn't have the funding available. Some of our projects for this year, in part due to COVID, didn't come through. So I found myself with extra funding, and I had met people recently that would be good partners in this. So it was the right time to do it.
And when I say survey, I mean, this isn't exactly the sort of public opinion survey people might be used to seeing. I think this is coming from kind of an academic angle. Can you talk about what you're trying to find out and how you're trying to find it out?
Sure. So many people are probably familiar with the controversies about here. You know, so some people think there's not enough viewpoint diversity on campus. Some people think that's fine. Some people think students are staying quiet because they're afraid of professors indoctrinating them, and other people think that's not a problem. And right now it's just all speculation, really. And so, the point of the survey is let's try to get some data. Like any survey, it's just a snapshot. It's not the end of the story. It's sort of the start of more research. We could find out more about what's going on.
There's a concern. I think you mentioned there's controversy. I think there's a concern that, there are a lot of questions on here. People from anywhere on the political spectrum are likely to take one or two of those questions and use them as a political cudgel. Do you worry about how, even whatever your intent here, how the results could be politicized?
No. Yeah, 30 years doing free speech, you can't do this and not run into controversies. You can't run into people who want to turn things to fit their own agenda. What we're hoping, though, is that when people discuss free speech after the survey, they'll have some data points they have to refer back to. They won't be able to just, blindly talk past them based on anecdotes or personal biases or assumptions.
Now, if this had gone ahead as scheduled, I believe it was last week, if someone's a UW student on any campus, what would they have seen? How would they have been approached? What would be in their hands to fill out?
They would have gotten an email from some office on campus. I think there were some variations in campuses who was sending the email, but somebody from their campus, maybe the dean of students, maybe the registrar, would have sent an email with blanket basic introduction to the email, to the survey, and a Qualtrics link. That link would have taken them into the survey then. It would have had the usual kind of, consent language, and then students could have proceeded to share their perceptions.
And then, of course, the question is, it didn't happen last week. What is your read, or what led you to postpone this to the fall?
Really, it's simple. You know, there just were too many questions to answer in too short an order for it to launch on time. We want to be as transparent as possible. We want to be as upfront with people as possible. There's some legitimate questions being asked. There's no point in trying to force it without people really understanding what's going on. So, yeah, I really appreciate this opportunity to try to share a broader message about the survey.
Talking to Timothy Scheel, professor of philosophy at the University of Wisconsin-Stout, creator of this free speech survey scheduled to go out last week to students at UW campuses around the state, postponed now till the fall. You could join in with your thoughts, your questions, what you would want to know from a survey like this at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. Let's bring on a caller now. Rose is with us in Menominee Falls. Rose, hello.
Hi there. I have no objection whatsoever to doing a valid study and collecting the kind of data that the guest is talking about. However, it reeks of political theater when it's spent and bought and paid for by a very well-known political entity. And so it right off the bat, it taints the whole validity of the study as far as I'm concerned. And if they really want good, real data, they should commission it from the university itself.
Rose, thanks for the call. Rose raising questions about the funding of the survey, pointing toward the Menard Center. I think people have talked about it being funded by somebody who leans, it's fair to say, conservative. What do you say to address those concerns, Timothy?
Well, two things. It is system doing it. The Wisconsin Institute for Public Policy and Service is a unit of UW system, and they're the ones actually conducting the survey. Mm-hmm. The funding, well, we have the name Menard, but we're not a spokesperson for the Menard's point of view. We're an academic center, and we have academic freedom. I don't ask for their approval on any of the projects I do. I've had no correspondence with them whatsoever about this survey. It's my research area. I wanted to pursue it. I am.
Rose, thanks for the call at 800-642-1234. Chris joins us now in Milwaukee. Chris, hi.
Hi. You know, I am so tired of the right complaining about not getting their free speech rights when I couldn't possibly get a left point of view on any AM radio station in the city. Free speech is only supposed to be for people on the right, and the people on the left are just supposed to be quiet. Thank you for listening.
Chris, thanks a lot for the call. Tim, you are focusing on campuses in particular, not the general media and opinion landscape. Can you talk about, as you said, you've been at this for a while, talk about the importance of free speech issues on campuses in particular?
Well, first, I guess I want to back up and say free speech isn't for any particular side. The whole point of free speech is free speech for we, not free speech for me. So on campuses, there's some concern. We don't know whether it's legitimate or not about the left sort of having control of the conversation. Off campus, there's concern about the right having control of the conversation. All that's outside of our control. We simply want to collect data to try to get some idea of what's actually going on. Again, it's just a snapshot. It's just one survey. One survey doesn't prove anything. It's a starting point for a more informed conversation.
Thanks a lot for that call at 800-642-1234. I read through the questions, Tim. It covers a lot of ground. What are some of the things you're most interested to hear about to maybe frame, as you say, frame future research?
Well, several things. So one of the things our survey done that isn't often done, or I'm not sure if it's ever been done, is we have a little section asking what knowledge of the First Amendment students have, because we're interested in part in that on its own merits, you know, how much do they understand about their own rights. But we also are curious whether that has any correlation to their perceptions of the free speech situation on campus, to their views about viewpoint diversity on campus, and to their perceptions of self-censorship on campus.
We're talking about a planned free speech survey on UW campuses with one of the organizers, Tim Scheel, director of the Menard Center for the Study of Institutions and Innovation at UW-Stout, where he is a philosophy professor. And you can join in at 800-642-1234. The study, as we've mentioned, the survey was delayed until the fall. Are you hoping it ends up going forward? What are you hoping to learn from it? Are you a college student, a parent thereof, or do you work on a campus? What do you think about free speech on college campuses? Do you think that students are generally able to freely express their opinions or viewpoints? Do you have questions for our guest about the survey and what we're hoping to get out of it? You can join in at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. You can also email ideas@WPR.org. We'll pick up the conversation coming up here on Central Time. This is Central Time on the Ideas Network. I'm Rob Barrett. Right now we're picking up our talk with UW-Stout Professor Tim Scheel. He is the organizer of a free speech survey for students on all UW system campuses, scheduled to be released last week, postponed now until the fall. You can join in at 800-642-1234. Are you hoping this survey goes forward in the fall? What do you want to know about what students are experiencing when it comes to, and thinking for that matter, when it comes to freedom of expression and freedom of speech on campuses? You can join in at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234, or email ideas@WPR.org. Let's go back to your calls now. Gene in Wales. Gene, hi.
How you doing? I was concerned. I got on the web and I read the whole survey, and you know, first of all, it's coming from a part of the university that an agency that was initially started with the Koch brothers' money and now Menard's money. So we have some interesting dynamics going on there. But what bothered me was when the students would have been done with this anonymous survey, they needed to say or was suggested, like, which party are you involved with, and some demographic data about the person filling out the form. And then it was the beginning of the survey said that only five people, or the people on the top of this form, would be the only people looking at this data that would be generated from this survey. So I'm concerned that this becomes a database that somebody else could use down the road.
I gotcha. Thanks for the call. Tim, did you want to, before getting into his main question, did you want to tackle what he brought up about funding?
I would encourage you, if you are worried about our hidden agenda or something, that you go to our website at the uwstout.csii and look at our actual programming, look at what we actually fund, and you'll see there's no hidden conservative, there's no overt conservative bias. We're a legitimate standard academic center. We bring in speakers and do research all across the political spectrum.
And Gene's main point, though, was asking about confidentiality of the data, how the demographic parts of your survey are going to be used.
Yeah, so the survey, like all these surveys, is anonymous. No students will have any identifiable information that will be available to anybody. In fact, I won't even see any of it. Our lead designer will erase all of that before we look at the data. Doesn't strike me as any more of a concern with this survey than any other survey that's done anonymously.
Gene, thanks for the call. Will you be able to do, I know often in survey research there are the cross tabs, so you could say students who identified as Democrats were more likely to think this versus Republicans and so on. Will you be able to use the demographic data in that way?
So that's the point of having the demographic data. You know, is there a difference between males and females, or people who have a different sexual identity? Are there differences between people of different political identities? Are there differences between, you know, that's what you have the demographic data for. So it's routine, standard sorts of questions. It isn't at all unusual to ask about that if it has relevance to the subject.
Let's bring on another caller now at 800-642-1234. Mark is with us in Two Rivers. Mark, hi.
Okay, good afternoon. I just was wondering if anybody had caught the irony here that a survey is being delayed for fear of what it's going to say.
We lost your connection, Mark. Started off great, got muffled. Our producer says the summary Mark sees it ironic that a survey on free speech is being delayed over concerns about how it will be received. And I'd asked earlier, Tim, about how it might be used as a political football there. Do you see that as ironic in some ways, as I think Mark was saying?
Well, I guess I do, too. Wisconsin University System is famous for its sifting and winnowing plaque, the fearless exploration in the search of truth. And it seems like being fearful in the search of truth is preoccupying some people.
Thanks for that call at 800-642-1234. Sorry we lost the connection there, Mark. Tim joins us now in New Berlin. Tim, hi.
Hi, thank you. I'm interested because your guest seems to be awfully concerned about free speech on campus, but on the grade school and high school campuses around the state, there's a great deal of attack on free speech. A lot of school boards want to get rid of To Kill a Mockingbird. They want to get rid of Harry Potter. They already have in Wisconsin on campuses. They've gotten rid of books in grade school about climate change. They've eliminated them in some school districts.
Tim, thanks for the call. I know Tim, guest Tim, you've got to focus on one thing. Would you be interested in comparable research on those other campuses our caller was talking about, high school and grade school?
My expertise is at the campus level. But I will say I have concerns about those so-called book bans as well. I mean, as a free speech advocate, unless there's some compelling reason to withhold information from students, libraries shouldn't be withholding books.
Thanks for that call. We're talking to Tim Scheel, professor of philosophy at UW-Stout, looking at a survey he is organizing for UW System students on issues of freedom of speech, freedom of expression, and how it works on their campuses. Scheduled for last week, delayed now until the fall. You can join in at 800-642-1234 with your thoughts and your questions. That's 800-642-1234. Tim, sometimes when we talk about freedom of speech and expression, we talk about, specific bans or official retaliation for kinds of speech. There are also concerns about more, I guess, climate of speech issues. Does a student feel comfortable airing their views in a particular situation, whether that's a classroom or campus event or that sort of thing? Can you talk about how you try to measure those things in the survey?
Yeah, actually, this is one of the, I think, innovations of this survey. In many surveys, they ask the question whether and how often students self-censored, but they don't ask why. So it's one of the things we wanted to try to improve on in this one. So we've got a variety of scenarios in which we're trying to get at the reasons why students self-censor. There's lots of reasons why people maybe don't speak up in class. A lot of those reasons aren't anything to be worried or concerned about. There's only really a very few reasons to be worried about that. So that's what we want to try to tease out in the data. Are they self-censoring for reasons that ought to concern us, or are they self-censoring for reasons that really aren't really anybody's concern?
Now, I know that at least one Republican state lawmaker expressed concern about the delay, saying, well, hold on, if it's the fall, you're going to be surveying some students who maybe only been there for a couple few weeks at this point. Is a fall survey, do you think, going to be less potentially useful than the originally planned spring survey?
Spring would have been better, for sure. We're talking about what would be a good launch time in the fall, because obviously you're not going to ask campus climate questions of somebody who's brand new to campus climate. Maybe we would have to go with only having upper class students, not asking the new students. So that's a question the research team will have to consider very carefully.
Now, I know there's been some reluctance from some, it seems, leadership on various campuses around the state, some faculty to going ahead with the survey. What would you say to your academic colleagues in particular to make the case that, this is something that ought to happen?
Well, I guess you have the choice of policymakers making decisions based on some kind of data or making decisions based on no data. Currently, it's no data. So as an academic, I'm hopeful other academics would like decisions to be based on some data.
What is the road ahead for this survey now? There's been some hullabaloo about this already. A lot can happen between now and the fall. What are your steps? What's your timeline to trying to advance this thing and make it happen in the fall?
That's a hard question to answer right now. We're in conversations with System. We're in conversations with the research team. We're in conversations with faculty across the state and students. You know, it'll take a couple weeks at least to plot the right path forward.
And outside of the survey, Tim, I know free speech and freedom of expression are issues that are near and dear to your heart. What are you hoping people are thinking about on college campuses between now and this survey when it comes to our respect for freedom of speech?
Well, you know, it's often been said it's not human nature to appreciate free speech. You know, we tend to believe we're right and the other person is wrong, and they're so wrong, they shouldn't be allowed to spread their false views. So you're asking for people's better nature to accept the idea that they should tolerate ideas they disagree with, ideas they find maybe very offensive. It's not an easy step for us all to make, but that's the step we need to make, especially at a university campus. It's going to be research that you don't like. There's going to be conclusions researchers reach that you may not like, but that's the sifting and winnowing promise of the UW system. We gather the evidence, we sift and winnow it, and it's all part of the continuing attempt to get closer to the truth.
Tim, we'll leave it there. Thanks for joining us today.
Thanks so much for having me, Rob.
Timothy Scheele is professor of philosophy at University of Wisconsin-Stout, director of the Bernard Center for the Study of Institutions and Innovation. He was with us today to share more about the UW system's delayed free speech survey he's helping to organize and implement on college campuses around the state, originally scheduled for last week, now scheduled for the fall.